Hi, my name is Eugene Chung, and welcome to the Hooper Super Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be diving into the novel Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng, and talk about how she used imagery and tone to portray identity. Before we start, let's talk about who Celeste Ng really is. She was a Chinese-American woman who was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She attended school at Harvard University and earned an MFA from the University of Michigan. Little Fires Everywhere was her first best-selling and award-winning novel, which is why it is the novel we're going to talk about today. Let's get into it. In the novel, the idea that identity is portrayed to be something not easily discovered by one, but with the help of close friends and family, they can discover their true selves. On pages 44 and 45, Pearl Warren asked her mother, "Mom, was I wanted?" After a long pause, Mia turned around and said, "Were you wanted?" "Oh yes, you were wanted. Very, very much." Mia Warren, which was Pearl's mother, has a very mysterious past, and as the story progresses, more information about her is revealed. Pearl has asked her questions about her identity time and time and again, but her mother continued to dismiss the idea and question continuously. Celeste Ng causes a shift in the tone of her story when Pearl asked her question, "Mom, was I wanted?" It hit her hard and made her realize that this was a question she really had to address, or Pearl would stray off the path of her true identity. An example of imagery was when Mia saw how much pain Bibi Chow went through when she lost her daughter. In page 122, she thought of how, to a parent, your child wasn't just a person. Your child was a place, a kind of Narnia. It was a place you could take refuge if you knew how to get in. And each time you left it, each time your child passed out of your sight, you feared you might never be able to return to that place again. Narnia is an imaginary place where almost anything is possible. Through the use of imagery, Celeste Ng uses a Narnia as a symbolic place for an area of peace and comfort. As Mia realizes how attached she is to Pearl, she realizes that her identity as a mother is something she prides herself in because she loves her daughter so dearly. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode on the Hooper Super Podcast. I hope you guys learned something new and were interested in today's episode. Hope to catch you guys next time on the Super Hooper Podcast.